solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risk. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Business Talk Radio, contact us at 312-640-5000 or go to our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Oh, hi, officer. I was just looking for the newspaper.
Yeah, we've had reports of a stranger in the area.
Thanks for checking, but this is my house.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I can prove it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes?
Lady, we picked up this guy hanging around your house.
Officer, this is ridiculous. See, this is my wife.
Is that right, ma'am?
The brown suit looks familiar.
Myra, this is no joke. Officer, just ask my son.
Any of you kids recognize this man?
Tell the nice policeman who I am, Georgie.
I'm Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
What does it take to get you back into the lives of your family?
But wait, I can explain. It's all a mistake.
Right, right. Save it for the judge.
Give them everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For ideas on spending time with your family, visit family.mormon.org.
WMTY Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie Edmiston. U.S. forces have found the bodies of troops in shallow graves near the Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Major General Victor Renouart won't say how many there are, but that American forensic experts are on the way. Five are known to be POWs. A U.S. military official now says four, not five, Americans died in a suicide bombing in central Iraq. A taxi driver motioned for help at a checkpoint, and when the soldiers approached, the vehicle exploded. A tense standoff has ended for passengers and crew on a plane apparently hijacked from Turkey and diverted to Athens. Lisa Orkin has more.
All of the hostages have been off the plane, including the crew members, and the hijacker is being held by police. He is a 20-year-old Turkish citizen who, this is according to Turkish police, who hijacked the plane to reunite with his father, who lives in Germany.
This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Coalition forces have knocked out a building filled with Saddam Hussein supporters in Basra. British military spokesman Group Captain Al Lockwood.
Overnight, a Ba'ath Party headquarters, where there was a meeting of over 200 of these paramilitaries, was attacked by precision weapons from the air. The building was destroyed. And what is significant is that a church only 100 meters from remained not only intact but untouched by this attack.
Lockwood says commanders believe the strike on the Ba'ath Party meeting in Basra last night killed all inside the building.
Reports we have that over 200 people were attending a meeting. These were paramilitary forces, and we have no reports yet of anybody leaving the building.
American flag sales have gone up significantly since the war started. Ed Morgan, owner of the AmericanFamiliesTradition.com.
In the past month, the flag sales went up 350%, and in the past 10 days, went up 600%.
IRN News can be heard live and on demand at IRNNews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping. Guaranteed with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
The United States has halted launches of Tomahawk cruise missiles over parts of Saudi Arabia. The kingdom has complained that some were falling on its countryside. Central Command says it hopes to resume launches once it can ensure that the missiles won't endanger populated areas. A military cargo plane has returned 10 bodies to a Royal Air Force base in England. They are the first of Britain's combat victims in Iraq to be returned home. The British Defense Secretary and Prince Andrew were present as the coffins were unloaded. President Bush plans to hold a video conference with his war council. He's in the mountain retreat of Camp David for the second weekend in a row since the war in Iraq began. Actress Susan Sarandon has been dropped by United Way. John Russell has the story.
After receiving a storm of protests, the United Way of Tampa Bay has canceled a planned appearance by Hollywood activist Susan Sarandon. The organization says that it's trying to avoid division in the community. Louis A. Spiegel III, one of those who wrote to protest Sarandon's participation in the fundraising, says, "Sarandon is welcome to her opinion, and I'm welcome not to listen to it. She has a right to say what she wants to say today or whenever she wants to, but I have the right to do her financial harm by not attending her movies or attending anything associated with her."
Polls suggest a growing number of Americans believe the United States underestimated Iraq's will to fight. 55% in a CBS News poll say the United States underestimated Iraqi resistance to invasion. They also indicate public support for the war remains strong. I'm Debbie Edmiston, and that's...
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Today's lesson.
Yes, and the crazy people are back. Ooh, but that's how it goes. Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning. And in studio today, we have a special guest, Ron Cassini, back from visiting Quebec City, the Best Western Aristocrat Hotel. We're actually talking about two different Best Westerns today because after quarter after the hour, Lisa Ochoa from the Best Western Abercorn Inn at Vancouver Airport, where we stayed last week on a stopover en route back from Hong Kong, will be letting us in on a bit more of the details as regards to the upgrading and renovations they're doing at their property, ideal for people heading via Vancouver to the Orient.
It was really a worthwhile stay because as we came back from Hong Kong, we stayed at this particular place because we could have taken the flight all the way through. But it's a really great rest because, first of all, this place has these amazing hot tubs there in each room.
Yes, the two-person jacuzzi hot tubs.
Mm. Oh, which was just nice because, you know, even in my own house, the jacuzzi I've got, well, if you kind of scrunch up your legs and wiggle your butt inside there, okay, you might get your feet wet. But this place, no problem.
No.
Fill it all the way up and it doesn't overflow. Yeah.
Yeah. Happened to you a few times before, has it?
Oh, I don't know.
From experience, yes. No, we've only heard it. We've actually only read about it in the chat rooms on the internet, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of people in hot tubs, Ron Cassini took a trip to the Best Western in Quebec City.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about your visit to Quebec City, at least stuff that actually can be said on the air.
Yeah. Great city. As far as the hotel's concerned, excellent. Hospitality, great. Location right next to Quebec Bridge. You can access downtown Quebec City inside the walls through a public transit system which will just drive you in a straight line for about a kilometer and a half and set you up right inside. You don't even have to bring your car in there because it's horrendous to bring a car in there. Location for parking in Quebec City is very, very difficult, especially the old city.
So you could park for free at the hotel.
Basically, yes.
And the public transit getting into the actual core of the historic city was very easy
to get. Very easy, maybe a 20-minute drive.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Now tell us about the hotel itself. You say it was a new property.
Yes, I can't tell you how long it's been built, but everything seemed to be right up to par as far as restaurants concerned. Restaurant, excellent restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And ample parking in the place. But what really amazed me was the hospitality of the people receiving you, the desk and that.
Now, that's a very interesting point, because there is some idea that if you come to Quebec that you have to speak French to everybody.
Not really. You can you'll be addressed there in several languages. They have most people are bilingual anyway, and then I heard some foreign languages being spoken there by the people working behind the counters. One was Spanish. So
all in all, you can get along no matter what language you choose to speak.
Oh God, you have no problem in that area anyway, even in Quebec City.
So they greeted you with a smile, and you had a good time there.
That's basically it.
Tell us a little bit more about now, first of all, the rooms, the hotels. I mean, come on, we know you a little bit better than that, Ron. I'm surprised you actually had a chance to pay attention to the weather.
Yeah, right. Room was okay. It had all the amenities and
bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, spectrum.
Yeah, right.
the standard Best Western quality assurance program.
Yes.
Now, one thing I noticed in the Vancouver, the Best Western Abercorn, was the bedding was especially comfortable and unusually so compared to, the run of the mill hotel that I've ever been to. How would you compare the one that you were at?
I found the sleeping. The bed, I don't know what kind of mattress these people are using, but it stands up about 12 inches high, and the
mattress?
Comforter on the bed is exceptional. Yeah, it was very nice.
Well, I know my uncle has stayed at the Best Western Aristocrat in the Quebec City suburb of St. Foy. Actually, it's all, again, the merged cities in Quebec, so it is all Quebec City now at the base of the bridge just as you enter the city. And my uncle is a fussy man. He served 36 years in the Canadian Navy, retired as an admiral, and everything has to be his way, ship shape or out. And if he goes back to the Best Western Aristocrat in Quebec City, it means that they are putting on a good show, that they are providing quality and value.
You sure are.
So you actually had time to sleep while you were there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Besides touring.
That was actually the other bed.
Oh, yes. I didn't know Jenny Couillard worked at the Best Western.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ron has a new love in his life.
Yeah. Do we have to talk about this?
Ron is going beet red.
Yes, this is what we do on the air.
We
embarrass our guests. So, but you had a good time that you went there with a special someone, and
that's right. Yeah,
you enjoyed the locale. Yeah. And the hotel was basically more than you expected when you went there.
Yes, definitely.
I think a lot of people have an impression gained from maybe 15, 20 years ago of what a Best Western is, and these days the money that has been spent across the chain with the franchisees has been substantial, and they have really made a concerted effort that in many cities Best Western is the choice for business travelers.
There has been a definite improvement, because I've used Best Western before and I never seen anything like this.
Now, what about the bathroom there? I say that only because the one we were at, the Abercorn, had that expanded jacuzzi tub in there.
No, we didn't have anything like this. It was just a regular
tub. Regular hotel style, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing at the Abercorn Inn is that the carpets felt a little bit extra, not high pile, but it was very soft on the feet as you walked in. Not just like a rug that was put on a concrete floor like your garden variety hotel. They put like a very soft underpadding, so it was really actually quite comfortable to walk around in the bare feet.
Yeah.
And this one too?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a new Best Western sort of thing.
Making it comfortable to walk around in bare feet, because you don't have to take your slippers or worry about banging your feet on things. No,
it's beating your head on the wall.
No, that was a different sound, banging against the wall.
That's true. We want to know how noisy these mattresses actually are.
No noise at all. No problem.
And, And they have been quality assurance tested by our operatives at the Travel World Radio Show.
Checking them out at every hotel and making sure that they deliver upon the promises that they have made.
The Travel World Radio Show, where we have not one but two auto mechanics who actually travel.
Yes, that's a very good attribute to have. It's a mechanic that actually does travel, because if you're going to talk about travel, hey, you have to have done it.
Well, soon, actually... It is actually your son who is known as Speedy Cassini, happy to know, because we wouldn't want that to be combined with this trip.
Right.
But we're going to be soon be talking to Bob Cassini on an upcoming show about springtime travel tips and getting your car ready for those summer drives. And we're going to stay. We're going to be taking a break here in about 10 seconds, Steve, on the Travel World Radio Show.
And we'll be back with Lisa Ochoa from the Best Western Abercorn. Stay listening to Travel World.
Right here on the Cab Radio Network. Get your morning naughty on the 990 AM.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
Experience something so unique, so different. A show like no other. Be swept away by the music, the lights, and the amazing artistry of the world's best. It's Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come celebrate with skating legend Michelle Kwan, Olympic gold medalist Sarah Hughes, America's own Sasha Cohen, and an unprecedented cast of 26 Olympic and world medalists from around the globe. Plus the death-defying moves of amazing on-ice acrobatics, hilarious on-ice antics, and experience 25 years of Olympic magic from the world's best skaters. Come join the celebration Sunday afternoon, April 13th at Hartford Civic Center. Tickets are on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
Lung cancer is not an equal opportunity disease. It hits African Americans harder. My name is Ipatha Merkerson. I play Lieutenant Van Buren on TV's Law & Order. It's time everyone in our community quit smoking and get informed about their cancer risks and treatment options. Visit www.lungcancer.org or call 1-877-646-LUNG today. There is hope. Lung cancer does not have to be a death sentence.
Earning a living in the majors. It's all I ever wanted. And here I am. Sometimes I can't believe it.
Excuse me?
And to think, if I hadn't had the good sense to quit high school, I'd still be there.
Excuse me?
Just a sec. Instead of out here, living my dream.
Hello?
Yeah, hold up. I'm talking on the radio, baby. I'm just a regular guy, you know? Just doing my part to keep the fans happy. Okay, mister, what do you need?
What do you have?
I got large sodas and small sodas.
Okay, I'll take two larges and a bag of nuts.
Here you go. Two larges.
And the bag of nuts?
Buddy, do I look like the peanut guy?
High school dropouts make 42% less money than high school graduates. It's that simple. If you want to earn more money, you've got to earn your diploma. Got questions? Get answers at OperationGraduation.com. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance. Sponsored by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You know high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes put you at risk for heart disease. And you know that smoking, being overweight, and being inactive also put you at risk. But did you know heart disease is the number one killer of women? Now you do. Get the heart truth. Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it. To start, call 1-800-575-WELL. That's W-E-L-L. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
And if you ever feel like you should not have gone on that flight, take a break on these long journeys at the Vancouver Airport and stay at the Best Western Abercorn Inn. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio.
And joining us on the line now is Lisa Ochoa, the Director of Sales for the Best Western Abercorn Inn at Vancouver Airport. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, fellas. How are you today?
We're doing great. Wish we could have stayed last night at the Best Western Abercorn and got a good night's sleep.
Excellent.
Now, you're. Yeah, it was a very pleasurable stay. We did not hear any road noise, did not hear any airport noise. We just drifted off into slumberland.
Oh, we're happy about that. It's. I think it's the whole uniqueness, excuse me, of the hotel and just the charmingness of it, the coziness of it. When you walk into the doors, it just. You just get totally engulfed with the quiet ambiance.
Well, it's also the personnel, because we found the people to be extremely helpful and friendly as we came in.
A lot of our staff have been there for a great number of years. We have some staff that have been there for over 16 years, and we have some staff that are quite new. But no matter how long they've been working there, we are all family, and we treat all of our customers and our clients like family. And I think that's part of the special feeling that they get when they stay at the hotel.
Well, you build yourselves as an intriguing little property with a ton of personality, and that is very true, because you walk in, you don't get the feeling that you're walking into a mega hotel. You've only got 100 or so rooms, and you feel like you're entering a small country inn in Europe.
Absolutely. The outside of the property is is designed as a European Tudor-style cottage. And so, like I said, right from the moment that you pull up, I think it's almost like stepping back into time. And it's again, all part of how the client, how we make the client feel when they enter the front doors.
Now, Vancouver is a major stopover point that you can do on international routes, and you have a shuttle bus service directly from the airport, so you can basically, on the spur of the moment, grab this bus and stay at your hotel.
Absolutely, that's for sure. You know, there's two ways that people can find our place, either by pre-booking, by going on the website and that type of thing, or by just entering the airport, arriving at the airport, and visiting the tourist bureau there that has all of our information, as well as a special kiosk that has a little flyer information up there as well, and it has a direct phone number to our hotel that you can just pick up the phone at that spot, and the shuttle will come and get you.
Now, Stephen also made another point about this hotel being so close to the airport. You'd expect to hear some kind of airport noise, airplanes taking off, landing, and even traffic, because the highway was right outside. But in fact, the rooms are so well made that we did not hear a thing. We were in quiet sleep. We had plenty of comfort. We find that it was very well done.
Well, the hotel was built about 20 years ago, and of course the airport was there 20 years ago. They have, in fact, as probably everybody knows, built a second and third runway, but we are thankfully not under that flight path. But the hotel was also built with excellent insulation and excellent soundproofing, and I think that's what you find when you enter the hotel.
Well, that's one of the other things we found. Another thing that strikes me, which even compared to other Best Westerns I've been to, that the comforts inside the room are just extra nice. You, from the rug has this soft feel to it. It's not just like plain rug on concrete floor. There's a nice under padding, and you walk on your bare feet. It feels warm to the touch instead of a cold, hard floor, and it's soft to walk on.
Well, we've just been, actually, those carpets are all brand new. The hotel is going through a bit of a rejuvenation in the last couple of weeks, and probably a couple more weeks to come. The entire hotel has been recarpeted, all of the guest rooms, hallways, lobby, everything. And that's part of a little, you know, bit of an ongoing upgrade. And we did choose the best quality carpets in order to not only to enhance our rooms, but to for the comfort of the guests as well. And so we've already had a number of comments on the comfortableness of the carpet under their feet. And I think it adds to the warmth of the rooms as well.
That, in addition to the bedding, which was especially soft, welcoming, and comforting compared to other hotels that I've stayed at, especially even in recent stays. Mm-hmm. We were at the Great Eagle Hotel in Hong Kong, and even that, which is one of these really super-duper four-star in the middle of downtown properties, you wouldn't expect a place such as the Best Western Abercorn Inn to have quite so luxurious a feel.
Well, as probably a lot of people know who travel with within Best Western and uses Best Western worldwide, they do have extremely high standards, and they are monitored very regularly, and we are inspected very regularly. And every time you do an upgrade or do changing of anything at all, it does have to be fully approved by Best Western International, and that goes for everything from wallpaper to carpets to bedding. Anything that you could possibly think of does have to be pre-approved. So, and that's part of the quality and the high concern for the best of the best. And that doesn't matter where you're staying. That's throughout Best Western.
What really added to the comfort and the relaxation mode of our stopover was the whirlpool tubs.
They are a bit of a crowd pleaser, if you want to put it that way. Not all of the rooms have that, but a good portion of them do. They're a double. They do fit two people in there. The double soaker jacuzzi tubs, and I'll tell you, once people give that a try in their room, they pretty much want to get the same room when they return to the hotel.
Oh, I can easily understand why. There's even special handles on the walls to grab onto, so it makes it, you know, even more practical.
Absolutely.
We had the overhead showers, and you have the two spouts that come in, so the tub fills up rather quickly, because Lord knows we've stayed at all kinds of other places that, okay, you know, you want to have a bath or something like that, and good
better
Lord.
Better start it before dinner and then come back, and it might be half full. But
hey, I've been at one of those, too. No, like I said, every feature of our rooms is top-notch, and we understand the client's needs when they before they even step into the door, into the front door of our hotel. We understand that they want to have basically the best stay that they're thinking of and that they could possibly imagine. And like I said, that goes from the bedding, having just a comfortable bed, right down to having good water pressure coming out of the pipes. So it's something that we maintain on a regular basis. We do, of course, everything is checked daily to make sure that it does stay up to the way it's supposed to be. And we pride ourselves on that, absolutely.
Of course, great dinner and great breakfast. You've got nice on-site restaurant with a lot of charm all in of its own.
Yes. We really pride ourselves on our restaurant and our pub. Both are owned by the hotel, and so it's not like a contracted-out restaurant. So we're even more proud of it because of that. The chef, Mr. Steve Paris, is just an exceptional chef. Chef Steve actually was born in the Caribbean, and so he does range of cooking there, anything from your typical British favorites like steak and kidney pie and shepherd's pie, right down to European flair, and then everything, of course, from the Caribbean flavored dishes. So he puts the best of the best into his work, and I think that shows in what we have to offer and the clientele that just keeps on coming back time after time again. So a good portion of our clientele actually from the restaurant is not just the clients in the, staying in the hotel, but it's also the people that live in the area and the business people in the area.
A wonderful
place. Great following.
Yeah, wonderful place to stop over when heading through Vancouver. It's the Best Western Abercorn Inn, 1-800-663-0085, on the internet at www.abercorn-inn.com. And Lisa Ochoa from the Best Western Abercorn Inn with us this morning on Travel World. Thank you so much for your extension of hospitality during our recent visit.
You're welcome, fellows. It was great having you, and we hope to see you back here really soon.
Well, I think we are going to be taking you up on that offer, because this was definitely, you were right when you say that these people are going to want those same rooms again, because good Lord, I can understand why. What a terrific place that you have, and thank you so much for your hospitality.
Well, thank you so much, fellas. You have a great great weekend.
You too. Stay tuned following the break. We're coming up on half past the hour here on the Travel World Radio Show, right here on the Cab Radio Network. I'm Willem Backus.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin.
War in Iraq. This is a CNN radio special report. I'm Bob Wittgen. President Bush says the U.S.-led coalition is inflicting severe damage on the Iraqi regime, a regime that he says has shown the world how brutal it is.
Prisoners of war have been brutalized and executed. Iraqis who refuse to fight for the regime are being murdered. An Iraqi woman was hanged for waving at coalition troops.
President a few minutes ago in his weekly radio address, four American soldiers dead, the victims of an Iraqi suicide bomber, their vehicle blown up at a checkpoint. There are reports that Saddam Hussein opened a training camp for volunteers willing to carry out suicide attacks. Marines recovering the bodies of up to two more of their colleagues missing since last week's ambush of their armored vehicle near Nasiriyah. In Britain, it was a solemn ceremony. 10 coffins draped in the Union Jack returned to British soil. All 10 soldiers were killed by friendly fire. This is a CNN Radio special report.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
For free information about how Verbal Advantage will give you the word power you need for success, call now. 1-800-863-WORD. That's 863-WORD. 1-800-863-WORD.
Equip your boy to become a man by attending Dr. James Dobson's video seminar series based on his bestseller, Bringing Up Boys. Boys take more risks than girls, but that's not the only way in which boys are different. By attending the Bringing Up Boys seminar series, you'll learn the importance of a father or male role model and how to recognize and prevent pre-homosexual behavior. These are a few of the areas covered in this new series. Presented by the Apostolic Church of Southington, the seminar is free of charge. Join Reverend Kaufman as he leads a discussion group following the video to answer your questions and help you learn the valuable lessons taught in this innovative seminar series. Set aside Sunday afternoon starting at 2:30 for about an hour so you can equip yourself with the tools necessary to raise your son into a man. Ladies, bring your husbands. Men, bring your friends. This seminar is not to be missed. Already a success in Bristol, the Apostolic Church in Southington is bringing the seminar to the Holiday Inn Express in Southington. For more information, contact Reverend Kaufman at 582-1063. The Bringing Up Boys video seminar series is written and produced by Dr. James Dobson.
Hey, you seen Ronnie lately?
No, so?
Well, I hear he's totally buff now.
Ronnie, buff?
Totally history buff.
Whoa, here he comes now.
Hey, lovelies. You know, I was just thinking about the founding fathers.
Wow.
Tough call in the 1780s about who gets authority. Shaky new federal government or the established power of the 13 states. Kind of makes you think. Well, gotta go.
Swoop. He is so buff. So history buff.
Wow, but how?
He's been working out at LOC.gov, Library of Congress website. Whole American experience in film, photos, music, and fun-filled facts.
Whoa, check out Clarence.
Hey, love to talk, but I gotta go exercise my mind at LOC.gov.
Swoon!
Want to get really history buff? Visit LOC.gov, the Library of Congress website, and find out more about history, America's great national pastime. A public service message brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Oh, yes, the Crazy Boys are back on Travel World. It's Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us this morning on Travel World. And coming up in our third segment this morning, we're joined by consumer travel expert with discount travel site Hotwire.com, Amy Boatinski. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Now, current political situation, current economic climate, are Americans still traveling?
Well, what we're finding is a resounding yes. Americans are still traveling, but what's changing is where people are going and when they're actually booking their trips, because people are waiting a little bit longer to book.
Now, you're seeing these trends, and I notice it as well. I'm in corporate travel management. People are just maybe making a bit of a change in the destinations they're traveling to. Selecting maybe different carriers, different ways of doing things.
Right, the destinations and the way they're traveling. So most people are keeping their trips closer to home or keeping them domestic. We're seeing fewer international trips in the last week and a half. Most of the major airlines have announced anywhere from 30 to 40% decrease in international traffic and bookings. But what we've seen is, as far as domestic travel, actually bookings have remained very steady. People are still booking trips, but we are seeing people make those trips closer to home. So we have seen an increase in, say, drive market vacations. For example, in our hotel product, we've seen a pretty big increase in reservations for people who live within 200 miles. So what that shows us is people are taking trips closer to home, more weekend trips, maybe spontaneous getaways, that sort of thing.
People are feeling that security factor that if something does happen, they can get home. So even if they do fly, if they're within the United States or if they're within Canada, they feel, well, we're on the same continent, we can make it home.
Absolutely. And, you know, another big factor, too, is the economy. Nearly everyone now is looking to save money. Everyone's looking to see where they can save that extra buck on their vacation, and they're looking for things that are more affordable. So certainly staying closer to home or closer trips are going to save you money.
And they're looking at some of the new entrant carriers, the discount carriers. People are no longer paying the high airfares. Of course, the airlines have themselves to blame partially for this, because when they release heavy loss figures, everyone thinks they should be giving away the product to fill the aircraft.
Right. And, you know, people have really changed the way they book travel with the Internet over the last couple of years, too, because all of a sudden, every price out there is available to everyone. And at your fingertips, you can really look and you can compare and you can find one that works for you. So people aren't paying the high prices anymore because they can see for themselves websites and times and dates where it's actually lower.
And people are becoming more knowledgeable to ask about some of the wholesalers that may have blocks of seats on a particular flight, or consolidators, that sort of thing.
Definitely. You know, a general rule across the board, it's the more flexible you are, the better of a deal you're going to get as far as what days you travel, what airlines you fly in and out of, that sort of thing. And people are learning that, and especially with this economy right now, people are more willing to do that.
Amazes me when somebody says, I have to leave at a particular day at a particular time because my children are in school and I cannot take them out. And the kid is like in grade 3. Maybe he's not going to learn the 23rd letter of the alphabet
right
that day. But if we go the day before, or we even leave 3 hours before, or people are adamant we have to take a nonstop because we're so deathly scared of connecting at a hub, we won't find the difference between gate 1 and gate 19.
Right. And, you know, when people say that, what I tell them is, okay, that's great if that's your agenda, but you are probably going to pay a little bit more for that. An example, I was helping a friend recently getting a ticket to from San Francisco to Australia for a wedding, and she was checking, leaving on a Monday and returning on a Monday. And flights were, you know, $1,000 and up. I had her check, let's change the date one day because Monday's a really popular day. People come back from weekend trips. Let's check Tuesday. We checked Tuesday, and she saved $300 off that ticket.
Well, that's be flexible, and you're going to find something. Now, when is the best time to start looking to book these flights or cars or hotels? People always talk about last-minute deals, but...
Right, and this is where I think people are a little misled these days because people are starting to think, okay, if I wait longer, I'm going to see a better deal. Because what we've seen over the past 18 months is to incite people to get on flights, airlines have been lowering the prices and having a lot of last-minute sales. So people think, okay, if I wait and I wait and I wait, the price is going to go down. But as a general rule, that's actually not true. Across the board, flight prices, hotel prices, cruise prices, everything, are at their lowest levels. We've really seen them in decades. But what's happening now, especially with the onset of war, is a lot of airlines have cut capacity. They have fewer flights in the air. So a lot of these passengers, if you have a trip you know you're going to take, a vacation you really want to go on, and you wait until the last minute, what you might find nowadays is there aren't any seats available. Or as demand goes up and the seats are fewer, you're going to find the prices may go up at the last minute. So my best advice would be 2 months out, more than that, start looking. If you know you're going to take this trip, if you see a fare that you like that's lower than anywhere else, buy it.
Yeah, if you're tied into particular dates, if you don't have that flexibility, you want to make sure that you start looking as soon as you can effectively commit. Because, as you correctly state, prices are, as though I've been in the business 20 years, it's the taxes which have skyrocketed, the
right.
Surcharges, the base fares are the same or lower than they were 20 years ago.
Right, and you make a good point there. It's actually about the taxes. It's actually a good tip just for using the internet in general. Make sure when you're comparing prices that you're looking at the total price. I work for Hotwire.com, a discount site, and what we do is we actually put the total price there, taxes and fees included, so you can see it. But a lot of sites don't do that. And that's something you want to make sure you go the couple extra steps online once they add in the taxes to fees to say, oh, okay, so this isn't a $200 fare. It's actually a $247 fare. Well, that changes things when I'm comparing to see who's actually the lowest.
You can sure be in for one major surprise otherwise.
Absolutely. And you know where this sneaks up on people also is with car rentals. Sometimes you'll see a quote for $19.99 a day. But car rentals, you know, are pretty notorious for a lot of taxes and fees. It's every locality has different fees. Every state has different fees. There's port fees, airport fees. And once those are added on, sometimes what looks like a $19.99 a day rate can be more like $35. So it's just something you have to make sure you're looking, reading the fine print, and adding up everything before you compare.
If one is still wary of traveling by plane, what are some destinations that are worth reaching by car?
Yeah, it's actually, you know, I've been telling people this is the summer of the road trip. There's actually amazing places to go. My best advice right now, big cities, because business travel is still down. That means these really nice 4- and 5-star hotels in the major cities are suffering. They need business. They have empty rooms, and they're still paying the overhead on those rooms. They're still paying the staff. So they're willing to discount really aggressively to get people to stay in those rooms. So, you know, these days you can stay in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Miami, L.A., 4- and 5-star hotels for the price of what a 2-star used to be. So you can really take your family somewhere nice and kind of book up on your vacation a nicer place. So any big city right now is offering really great deals.
Now, these are the sort of deals that you can look for when traveling by car.
Absolutely, yeah.
And where are the best deals overall? If you look at the entire travel industry and where it stands right now, where would you recommend that people may start looking?
You know, cruising right now is extremely affordable. For a lot of people, it's a very easy vacation. Everything's planned out for you. It's all-inclusive. You already have your destinations picked. And what's happening this year is the cruise industry has grown tremendously over the past 5 or 6 years. They're building all these new ships, adding all these new ports. This year alone, there are 17 new cruise ships across the United States being offered. But what's happening, too, is because of the economy and the war, travel is down slightly. So they are really, really discounting aggressively to get people on cruises. I was just looking at some prices yesterday, comparing a year ago to today, and cruise prices have gone down 30-40%. So you can take an all-inclusive cruise vacation for $70 a night per person, including meals, including entertainment, including lodging, to the Bahamas or Mexico. That's a really, really good deal and something to look at.
And the cruise lines are positioning more ships in a variety of ports. They're not all out of Florida anymore. So they're in Texas. They're ships out of New York, Boston, down the East Coast. Many of these are in drive destinations. You can combine driving to get to a port.
Absolutely. If you live anywhere near a coast, I can guarantee you there's a cruise port near you. Our number four selling cruise port right now is Galveston, Texas. So that can give you an idea of how much this this genre of cruises is actually growing.
And Galveston is very popular. New Orleans has a ship base there. A lot of good deals out there for this summertime. People to get out there and experience something. They may not see pricing like this again for some time as the airlines and other elements of the travel industry try to get supply and demand to mesh once and for all. I think that's sort of the... The key question is when they will ever get it right.
Right. I mean, it's a tough time for the travel companies. It really is. But the good news for vacationers is it's a fantastic time on the pocketbook to travel this year. I mean, just about any trip out there, just about any destination is much more affordable than it's been for years.
The website is hotwire.com. Amy Boitinsky, consumer travel expert with hotwire.com. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Across America via satellite. Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control, a special blend of all-natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all-natural Cholest Control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication. Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholest Control. To try Cholest Control risk-free today, call 1-800-643-4056. Cholest Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-643-4056. 1-800-643-4056.
Are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? Commodities investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Right now we're making a major recommendation in heating oil. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed. Are heating oil prices poised to move higher? Learn how to position yourself in this market right now. Call Barclay Financial for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-990-9911. That's 800-990-9911.
There's only one thing more satisfying than sipping a half-calf extra whipped skim latte.
What's that, honey?
Turning our backs on kids.
Oh, you mean by not supporting after-school programs?
Oh, absolutely. Just because we don't have children of our own doesn't mean we can't dismiss the needs of kids in our community.
You know, our lack of concern helps make sure that 15 million kids have nowhere to go after school. They'll get no sports, no art projects, nothing.
And not caring is easy, too. You know, the other day I was in the SUV, trading stock with one cell, booking our Italy trip with the other.
Right.
And all the while I was brushing aside kids' futures. Now, that's multitasking.
It is. I mean, what could be more convenient with our busy social calendar?
Hey, let's make a point to ignore kids while at yoga tonight.
Oh, honey, that's a great idea. Let's not call 1-866-KIDS today.
And not log on to afterschoolnow.org.
After-school programs. Ignore them and they'll go away.
I'll drink to that.
A public service message brought to you by the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
So, honey, what's your line again?
I'm going to say, hey there, how was school today?
What's your line?
I'm going to say, oh, and how'd that algebra test go?
Great. Let's practice.
Okay. Oh, how'd that algebra test go?
Hey there, how was school today?
And how'd that algebra test go?
Hey there, how was school today?
Oh, and how'd that algebra test go?
Hey there, how was... Wait. He's here.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Hey there. How was school today?
Pretty cool. Learned about the solar system.
Oh, and how'd that algebra test go?
Great. Glad I studied. Well, gonna head upstairs.
Okay, see you later, son.
Bye-bye. You are amazing!
You sounded so natural!
You are better.
No, you are better.
It's really not that difficult. In fact, encouraging your kids to stay in school is something every parent can do. Talk to them. Encourage them. Get them to graduate. Don't drop out on your kids. For a free brochure, call 877-4KID. That's 877-F-O-R-A-K-I-D. This message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Oh, and for a perfect getaway, you've got to join webtrip.us. I'm online with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and our great friend Phil Forehand. Steve.
Yes, welcome again to Phil Forehand. He's Vice President of Product Development at WebTrip. He's been with us over the past few weeks telling us more about webtrip.us. It's a new online travel site specializing in short-stay vacations. What do you have for us today, Phil?
Well, one of the things I'd like to recommend, first of all, to thank you very much for being invited back on Travel World. And what I guess I'm trying to encourage people today to do is to take a break, take several breaks throughout the year. And really, it's amazing what it can do for one's mental and physical health. Everybody needs to recharge from time to time, even if it's just for a few days. And most people, no matter how hectic their schedules, can arrange to stretch a weekend into 3 or 4 day getaway. And at webtrip.us, this is what we have done. We've put together dozens of packages precisely for this type of market, for people pressed for time but who absolutely need a break. And our getaways are perfect for a romantic weekend, a chance for couples to spend some time together alone, or a group of friends who just want to have some fun together. So we even have a few getaways that are ideal for families, like Orlando, Disney World package, and, of course, our Cancun package, which includes a kids' camp.
Now, that sounds like a pretty interesting thing. You could take the entire family, or you can get away just by yourself. You can find you on the Internet. Now, you have a very unique web extension, which is the .us. It's not .com. It's webtrip.us.
That's right. Why we chose the webtrip.us was specifically because we had our American clients in mind. And by referring to .us, it provides them with a very easy, rememberable site that they can find. And so when they want to get away for a quick trip, they don't have to search very, very far. Just go to webtrip.us, and they can find the information that they're looking for.
Webtrip.us is a very easy site to navigate, very easy site to get all the information that you need. You just go to webtrip.us, and it's all there. You don't have to start checking, as you say, 100 different sites. Webtrip.us puts it all together for you.
That's right. There's not an awful lot of research that has to be done. People, when they go to our site at webtrip.us, they can see what is available. They can see where they should stay, places that they can eat. And that's the beauty of WebTrip short-stay vacation packages. We do all the work for you, so you can make most of your limited time that you have at your destination. And really, most of our mini vacations fly people to their destinations. We fly them on Thursday night, and they arrive back home sometime on Sunday. And in between, we bundle the hotel, dining choices, tours, attractions, everything they need to start having a great time the moment they arrive.
Well, I think that's what people are looking for, and webtrip.us satisfies that need in the market because you make it so easy, and it's a variety of different properties, a variety of things. You make the package yourself. You put it together what interests you at webtrip.us.
That's right, Stephen. And as an example, some of our best picks for the spring season getaways, we have a number of them. Like, if you like to cruise, and who doesn't, we've got a two-night cruise to Nassau, Bahamas from Fort Lauderdale, where you spend your first night. The cruise ship offers fine dining, a multi-level casino, a disco, duty-free shop, splash pool, and jacuzzi. And what a better way to kick back and party or just soak up the rays. Or, if you want a more exotic escape, you can spend 3 nights at a super club in Jamaica, where absolutely everything is included, even your wedding, should you decide to tie the knot. You can play golf or tennis, go snorkeling, or scuba diving. Super Club provides all the equipment along with professional instruction if you need it. The dining and accommodations are first class. The setting, the picture setting is perfect. The only problem is you may not want to leave. Or maybe if you want to go to Cancun, Mexico, our all-inclusive plus getaway at the Palace Resorts lets you stay at one of the 24 all-inclusive Cancun hotels, play and eat at any of the others. You can't possibly run out of things to do. There's golfing, sailing, bicycling, rollerblading. Take pool aerobics class or play beach or water volleyball. Take Mexican cooking classes or Spanish lessons. Everything is included, even the tips.
Now, this is something great about WebTrip.us is that it doesn't just concentrate on one destination. You've got domestic destinations, but you've also got the destinations that people are looking for in the Caribbean and in Mexico.
That's right. We have destinations and even destinations for people who may not want to leave the mainland or North America per se. We even have available two persons destinations such as Las Vegas. Las Vegas being such a hot getaway spot, again, many people want to just get away to Las Vegas for a weekend. And our package includes a casino's perk booklet, which is valid for a whole year. So even if you want to go on one occasion or a number of occasions during the year, you can continue to use this book because it's filled with valuable coupons for free dinners, attractions, and shows, over $1,200 worth of goodies in all. And, of course, we have that spectacular star attraction in Las Vegas, Celine Dion. She's back on stage after a two-year absence, and Celine's spectacular new show, A New Day, it just opened.
Yeah, a lot of good reviews this week, yes.
That's right, and at the Coliseum where she's performing, this brand-new 4,000-seat theater, which was built at a cost of $95 million just for the show. It's an incredible Coliseum, an incredible place to go and watch Celine Dion because you're never more than 120 feet from the stage. Every seat is a good one.
And then that's a very important point that you put together. I thought that was quite a coup, as a matter of fact, at WebTrip that you managed to get these particular choices of seats. And of course, there's that bonus coupon book for Las Vegas that you can get. It's one of the things I really like about WebTrip.us is that a lot of people like to get away for more vacations, but weekend getaways. And that's what I really like about WebTrip.us.
That's right. And if you want to go to Las Vegas for something other than a show or something other than the gambling, there are things that you can do in Vegas other than these things, such as, why not take a trip to the Hoover Dam? Why not take a raft ride or a jet boat ride down the Colorado River? Things like this that you can carry on and enjoy the great outdoors while in Las Vegas.
Another great benefit of WebTrip.us that outshines other tour operators that people might heard of is that you can provide them with the transportation from the nearest airport to their hometown. It's you work with your air suppliers to get the people from point A to point B from a variety of points in the United States.
That's right. We can provide air transportation for our clients from any origin point that they have in the U.S. to the destinations. It will, of course, the pricing of the packages will depend on the departure point. However, we do have a multiple of arrangements with airlines throughout the U.S., which we can provide the transportation for clients anytime and anywhere they want to go to.
Well, that's probably the number one benefit that I can see at WebTrip.us, putting it all together from no matter which city you're in the United States to so many weekend getaway picks, places that really people want to get away to. They need a break. WebTrip.us makes it affordable. It provides them with a variety of accommodation styles, makes it easy to put it all together. WebTrip.us is the site. And they also have an 800 number, 1-800-421-8245. That's 1-800-421-8245. WebTrip.us. Phil Foran, Vice President Product Development with WebTrip.us. Thanks for joining us again this morning on Travel World.
My pleasure.
And look forward to talking to you again in the future about some of the great weekend getaways that WebTrip.us offers, because we've always talked on Travel World about people wanting to get away and the weekend getaways. That's something we like to do, taking more and more trips, and WebTrip.us makes it affordable, makes it convenient. It's an easy thing to do.
WebTrip.us is the closest thing to what we like to do when we travel, because we prearrange an itinerary with tons of things that we can do. Now, you can do anything you want with a vacation by WebTrip.us, but it is nice to be able to just go buy a package, go there, and enjoy yourself. So take a break. Go visit the website at WebTrip.us. It's going to be worth your while.
And take advantage of some of the great deals that they have at WebTrip.us because of their buying power, because they're providing packages for so many people across America. You can take advantage of their bulk purchasing power. WebTrip.us is the site. Well, next week, we're going to have more guests, more things to talk about. Mitch Garve is back from skiing in Montana, and Doug and Maury back from Hawaii. So sun and snow combined next week on the Travel World Radio Show.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Stay tuned for more.
Huntington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.